ninth perek of Kilayim Mishnah Yud. This is the final Mishnah of Kilayim. It's a continuation of the halachas of what type of chibur rends a garment shatnas. So oisiz garaldim the oisiz koyvim asur mishum kilayim. When the weavers or the laundry people, when they would get garments from people, they would sew into the garment the letters, let's say, of the name of the person that gave it to them. This they would be able to identify whose garment this was. So if the garment was, let's say, linen and you use wool string to make these oisiz, then the entire garment becomes shatnas. It's permitted for him to do it, but the person who gets it is not allowed to wear it until he removes it. Now we're talking about how many times you have to go in and out with the thread to sew things together in order for it to be considered one unit. So the way the Rush and the Rambam understands this, and the Chazon Ish also, the Chazon Ish understands this, and the Rambam also, that Tokif Kifa Achaz means if you take the needle and you go through the two garments, that is definitely one Kifa, which if you did only that, it's not considered a chibur, and therefore, ein bo mishum kilayim, there's no issue of shatnas, v'shem to Shabbos poter. If you open it up on Shabbos, you're not open it to deraisa. That's for sure. But they learn that also, if you took the needle and you went through the two garments, and then you brought the needle back again through the two garments, and now the head of the needle, the head of the string in the needle is on the same side as the end of the string. Even so, if you leave it like that, it's also not a chibur. As we know, it will open up. If you took the, what we said before, the needle went through and came back, and now you have the two ends at the same time, at the same side, and then afterwards you knotted the head together, then it is a chibur, and therefore yesh mishum kilayim, b'shem to Shabbos chayiv, and if you remove it on Shabbos, it's considered koreya, which is in the raisa. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ad sheyishalish. Rabbi Yehuda says that in order to be chayiv mishum kilayim, in order to consider a chibur, you have to go in and out three times, in and out, and then again in and out, and again in and out. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that it's enough to go in and out once and make a knot, or go in and out twice even without a knot. Both situations are considered a chibur. The person has a basket, which is a reed basket, and he also has a kupa, some type of box made out of material, and the basket has wool on it, and the other box has linen on it, and then he takes a string and he ties the two together, that even though they're independent kelim, that since they are tied together, that's also considered ifter kelim. Obviously, to hold it, the thing in your hands from the top is not a problem. No, if you're holding kelim, it would be if somehow you would put it over your shoulder or something, and you would be netted from the kelim in a wearing fashion. You had just finished the mesecta kelim.